The global focus has shifted to Puerto Rico, but Mexico continues to struggle after last week's earthquake. Official reports say the death toll has risen to 325 people, 186 in Mexico City. Some offices and apartment buildings in the capital have reopened, but thousands more haven't even been inspected yet. And only about 1% of schools have started to operate normally. Meanwhile, aid donations continue to pour in. This week, one small but meaningful offer of help came from Seattle and was delivered by hand to a hard-hit town on the outskirts of the city. Reporter Liz Jones from KUOW in Seattle was in Mexico City when the quake hit, and she caught up with the relief effort and sent us this report.
The woman at the heart of this donation effort is Araceli Hernandez.
Llévate tres mejor, ¿no?
I'm with her at a grocery store in Mexico City, buying cases of bleach, soap, and shampoo.
Que sean unos 100.
Hernandez has lived in Seattle 20 years, but most of her family is in Mexico City. Her three sisters, a niece, and a friend are with us, too.
So it's an American-Mexican effort together.
Yeah, that's true. Because actually, I can do this without my sister, because I don't have the contacts, I don't know the city, and where to go.
Hernandez was in town to visit family when the quake hit. Her family was safe. And since then, she and her sisters have looked for ways to help those in need. They've already taken some donations to a hard-hit town south of the city, where the earthquake destroyed water pipes. And as they left,
we saw people with big signs saying that we need water. Please give us water.
Friends back home in Seattle saw her photos and started gathering money. A day later, Hernandez had $1,100 to spend on supplies. In the meantime, her sisters put out the call to locals. A friend with a small convenience store answered, "That's our next stop."
Hoy me habló Dinora en la mañana.
Isabel Kalua is the store owner.
Y empecé a mandar mensaje y varias.
So she's saying just today she put out the call to her friends to donate water, and in 7 to 8 hours she has about 70 big water jugs like you would see at the water cooler of your office here in front of her market.
Plus another 100 that are a little smaller.
Aguas. Weathers.
With two trucks fully loaded, we head to our final stop, an hour south of Mexico City, to a town called San Gregorio Atlapulco, where a friend of Hernandez's family lives. The friend told them many people here felt forgotten, as relief efforts initially focused more on the city center, although hundreds of homes in San Gregorio are reportedly ruined. Driving in, the damage is everywhere. Mounds of debris on the sidewalk, homes and streets taped off, and hundreds of people lined up at makeshift donation sites. As night falls, our caravan arrives at the friend's house. They call him El Charro, the cowboy. A lot of his neighbors are small farmers who live in the nearby hills. They start to filter in.
Gracias por nada.
Areli San Juan Benancia comes with a wheelbarrow and her four young children.
Me asusté mucho.
It scared me a lot, says an 8-year-old girl named Yoloxin.
Yo sí me asusté por mi abuelita.
I was scared for my grandma. Their family is okay, but the house has some cracks they fear could get worse, and the kids are still shaken.
De sentir otro.
I'm afraid to feel another one, says a younger sister.
No pasaría.
This mother and the other farmers who come say government help has not reached them, even though local officials have helped set up a big relief center in the town square. An older farmer, Winsor Hernandez Serrande, loads up his water jug and thanks the volunteers. When I ask how he's doing, he just breaks down.
Pues todos tristes porque todo se derrumbó. Varias familias se quedaron sin casa.
Everyone is sad, he says, because so many families are now without a home.
Agradecemos que nos apoyen en nuestro pueblo.
We're so grateful for this help to our village. On every water jug, there's a handwritten note in black marker. Some say, "We're with you," or "Stay strong." I asked this man what his note says.
A ver, let's see, your water bottle here says, Orgullo Mexicano, mm-hmm. Mexican pride.
Ah, claro.
Of course, he says.
Sí,
Buenas noches.
Ándale, buenas noches. Hasta luego.
Gracias. Hasta luego.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones,